You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul. You're listening to another fiery episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And this is Rob, and my name is Rob, and this is episode number 758. We've settled down a little bit. Nah, we haven't settled down. That's no fun. We're not going to settle down. Especially this kid to my right. I mean, left.
Kid. Gotcha. Okay.
I call everybody a kid because I'm getting old. Look at the gray hairs.
Gotcha.
Anyways, we do have a good show for you today. I think it'll be practical information. And so we always appreciate practical questions, business-related questions. We've been getting a lot more mapping questions, which I know Paul loves. So keep those coming. Various aspects of mapping, processing, acquisition.
We're very excited about that. Actually, that lots of detailed information that I think will really be helping out. So
absolutely. And we'd love it if you'd give us a review. Wherever you listen, doesn't matter. We'd be happy to hear from you as far as your reviews are concerned.
We love the tough questions, too.
We do.
Business questions.
Absolutely.
Really excited for that business class to be coming out.
Coming out pretty soon, I believe.
Yeah.
Right around the corner, right?
I think so.
I hope so.
We're going to be constantly improving that, though, because there's going to be levels of launching that. I mean, we're going to have the whole course out, but then I'm going to add elements to each video to make it more and more engaging. And it just takes so much time to do that. So we're going to roll out the initial course first and then make changes to it over time. Otherwise, we'd be spending the entire year trying to perfect it. And I just don't think that's really the way to go about it.
I don't either.
So, well, thanks, sweetheart.
I think that's a great thought.
It is a great thought. Indeed. Also, special thank you to our friends at Energen. I'll make sure that the link is put in the show again. If you want to check out the Drone Max 360, head over to Kickstarter. Get half price on yours today. They didn't even pay for this advertisement. I just think this is the coolest thing ever. Because not only can I charge 3S or 4S batteries, but I can also charge anything that has a standard plug. Look at that. Isn't that sweet, man? So we're going to be doing some testing with this, really test it out. Looks like it's already fully charged, which is awesome. But check them out. I'll put the link back in there for all you friendly friends. But yeah, also a special thank you to Vic Moss, whose birthday it was last week. If you're not familiar with Vic, then you haven't been watching the show. Very happy birthday to you, sir. Sorry it was belated. I forgot to say so yesterday. Yesterday was your actual birthday. We've recorded like 10 episodes between yesterday and today. But anyway, happy birthday, my friend. And hope you have a very special year as you've now made it over the hump. So good, congrats.
Indeed. Happy birthday, Vic. Love you, buddy. Here we go.
Hey, Paul and Rob. Jason from Illinois. Pretty new to all this still. I'm out flying as much as I can, so I'm taking a lot of video, a lot of pictures. So all that stuff is really starting to fill up my storage on my Mac at home. I'm looking for any insight on what you guys do for external hard drives or extra storage, and maybe really even the most cost-effective way for somebody starting off who doesn't have a whole lot of money to throw into it at the moment. What are the best options to go with for external hard drives? Also, and I guess I'm kind of curious what you guys do for the workflow, like how you get all those set up, because at some point you're going to have a lot of extra hard drives laying around just with all the video that you're taking. Don't know if you use specific hard drives for specific jobs. Just curious on your workflow with those also. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Great question. That does become an issue because obviously with all the video and so forth that's being recorded, that storage gets used up quick.
It sure does get used up quick. And frankly, if you don't have, you know, a good storage solution, you can quickly get yourself in trouble. Let me tell you a story. Last year, I was doing a music video for my friend's Feng Shui Planet. The song, if you want to check it out on Spotify, YouTube, is I Don't Want to Go to Work. I Just Want to Have Fun. I think the title is actually I Don't Want to Go to Work. But anyway, I had not backed up the cards. And this is why now, too, I also leave data on my SD cards because I didn't back up the cards. I put everything on a hard drive. I plugged the hard drive into this iMac that's right behind us, and I lost everything other than a couple files that I had sent over to the director and producer via iMessage. So it was a very heartbreaking time. I had really let down one of my good friends, Austin Keene, who I tend to film with a lot. He's one of my good buddies. And I had already ripped the data off the card, so it wasn't on the card, which was really unfortunate. Mm. And I was really disappointed, and they thought I kind of did it on purpose. Well, not Austin and his guy, but one of the producers thought I had done it on purpose. And I was like, no, it's just really a bad mistake. So anyway, it didn't show well on me at all. I'm pretty sure, you know, Clarion wasn't happy about it. But you know what? You live and you learn. You make mistakes. And anyway, so don't be like me. Back up your files. I think the best file system, and I've added links to the bottom of the show. You can click the description, go to Amazon to check this stuff out. There are two unique brands for storage. There's Synology and there's Drobo. Synology is really better for network solutions. So if you are delegating a lot of work to editors that are going out, having a Synology is a great system to have them log into your unique server, download your stuff. It's a lot cheaper over time than, say, using something like Google Drive. Also, it's a lot easier to download. And our upload speed to the Synology is 985 meg a second.
And it's a nice secure option as well if you want to protect all that.
True.
That data.
Now, the links that I put in the description below are for a company called Drobo. Drobo is an archive-style drive. You can get a network-style drive if you go with Drobo. The network drive by Drobo is the 5N, as in Nancy. But I recommended the 5C and the 5D3. The 5C, if you're like me and you have a 2015 or older MacBook or you use USB for most stuff, the 5C is going to be really what you want. Now, this is a RAID array setup, so everything is double backed up. That's one thing that I particularly like about it. Drobo is a very reliable source for archive storage. If you have a brand new MacBook where you're using USB-C for everything, then I would recommend the 5D3 as you have dual USB-C drives. So you can upload and download utilizing USB-C. The 5D3, I think, has five bays for drives. So you can add anywhere from 20 to 30 terabytes of storage in there, which if it's a RAID array, it's actually only 15 terabytes if you think about it. Mm-hmm. I have I have a 30 terabyte setup, and I'm only like 35%, 40% at capacity. And I love that thing. Every time I, plug my computer in to back something up, it's just nice to see that I have that storage system there. Now, a lot of older guys would tell you, you want to have really one backup local to you. So like on your computer, the card itself, an external, Seagate drive. And then you want to have another backup of that. And then you want to have another backup on top of that. So, and they say to typically have that third backup in a separate physical location in mm-hmm. case you ever, what is it called? In case you ever...
We have a fire or there's a significant
thank
issue.
You. Yeah, I don't know why that was escaping me. So it was probably Vic's book of a text message just came through on my screen. So
yeah, it sure did. So a couple of things. Number one, you're right in that you really need to be worried about doing these backups because our iMac actually crashed because it was overloaded with data, right?
True.
So that's another mm-hmm. potential issue if you don't take care of this.
And guys, just so you know, your MacBook should never be 90% over capacity of the drive that's built in the machine. Otherwise, it will fail on you. So
that's a very real issue. And I want to make sure that we address one of the points that you made in your question, Jason, and that is that what is a cost-effective way? Because we jumped right into talking about the Synology and the Drobos. And what I would say to that, because you might say that's whatever, $600, $700, $800, whatever it's going to be by the time you get the drives in it and so forth. You're getting a lot of space, a very efficient use of space. And so I can tell you that if you're adding up the kind of data that you probably are and you're trying to use the individual hard drives, the external hard drives, which we do use some of, we have quite a few of those are going to add up to that amount of money pretty quickly and be a lot less efficient in the way that stores your data, makes it easy for you to access that data, et cetera, et cetera. So it might just be one of those things. If you're doing a lot of work and you've got a lot of video and so forth, you're just going to have to figure out a way to invest in a Drobo. I think in the long run, which isn't that long, like a year, you're going to be glad you did.
Yeah, I wish I would have done it earlier. I really still am paying for that mistake. So don't be like me. Spend the money, get a backup system. I'm in the 5C for about $1,000. So,
which is actually really reasonable.
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to make light of the fact that people are getting, they're starting up and money is tight. We do understand that. But frankly, you could spend a lot more money than that on these kinds of things.
You could.
So that's actually a pretty reasonable amount. But as far as how we use some of those smaller external drives, we do use those as well, right? I don't know exactly how Howell uses those, but or what that workflow is, which he also asked about. So I don't know if you want to talk about that for a minute or not, but anyways, it is something else that we do periodically.
I will say I want to give a shout out to OWC, Other World Computing, because right now we're using one of their USB-C docks so that we can actually transfer files much, much faster out of the iMac. So we have any times 4 to 6 to 7, even more drives plugged into our machine. And oftentimes it's not enough. So with this new dock that we have, we're able to add in another SD card, a micro SD card, and up to, I think it's 4 more USB-C hard drives. So we're really able to, you know, get the most out of file storage. So
right. And here in the office, we do use a Synology system, by the way.
Just for FYI, network.
For
drive.
Network.
Just want to clarify, it's a network drive.
So distinction being it's not a backup. We use it for get information and data to the editors and so forth.
Which we just talked about yesterday that we need a separate one for archiving. So.
Right.
Anyway, and by the way, if you're editing on a computer or on a laptop, excuse me, it's always good to edit on an SSD, an external SSD. The Samsung T5, you know what? I'm just going to throw in a link to this. The Samsung Evo T5 is a great, great, great SSD to edit on. And then when you have one of those and you're editing on them, what you can do is you can then take all that information and put it on an HDD. So it's not an SSD. It's, again, just for archiving. But if you really want that super fast movement of data while you're editing, I would really, really recommend the Samsung T5 SSD for editing. I don't know why I felt compelled to say that, but I think it's important. So anyway, Rob, I think that's going to do it for me. Do you have anything else to say?
No, I hope we answered your question, Jason. But if not, follow up. We'd love to hear from you.
Definitely. And if you have a question, go to Ask Drone U, upload your question. Again, for all you YouTubers out there who have been asking questions and follow-up questions, just go to Ask Drone U and upload them. We would love to answer them. We have a system for answering it, though. And if you guys kind of understood how much content is being created on a daily basis here, we have to kind of stay within the confines of that system in order to actually keep pressing out content in the manner and speed that we're doing it. So I ask Indeed. You, please go to AskDroneU.com and upload those. There's some really good questions on YouTube. So anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.